Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
Well, Rovers took a fair bit of stick for their performance in that 3-0 defeat to Bohemians, the live television game 9 days ago. Friday night saw them head to the Brandywell to take on Derry City away from home. Here's a reminder of what unfolded as described on Ocean FM Sport on Friday night by former Sligo Rovers and Finn Harps footballer Tony Gorman, who was alongside Donal Ryan.
Hartman over on that right-hand side has Gerard Wilson in advance, but looks up and finds Hutchison in loads of space on the left-hand side. It's a great switch of play from Fabrice Hartman. Hutchison now gets into the Derry City box, gets to the byline, looks to chip it to the back post. And it's gone into the back of the net. Oh, for what a goal. Rhys Hutchison. That is one of the cheekiest chips, Tony Gorman, that I have ever seen.
I think.
Did he mean it?
I don't think
only
so.
Only he will know.
I think, listen, it's a fantastic goal. Brilliant move by Sligo. Brilliant counter. Hutchison does really well. The ball switched out the left hand side for Hutchison to go forward. He gets Boyce 1v1, gets him inside the box, takes it to the line, and I think he's really just trying to stand it up in the back post, and it's just deceived everyone. And I was watching thinking, is that going to go in? And it's just hit the back post and gone in. But listen, it's no more than what Sligo Rovers deserve on the balance of play. They've been so bright, they were on the front foot, really sharp. And so what a turnaround from the game last week against Bows.
Derry just pinging it all over the pitch here. Hoban takes a touch and goes for the bicycle. And Duffy picked Wilson's pocket and he's away. And Derry have equalised. Oh, J.R. Wilson won't want to see that one again. Patrick Hoban took it down on his chest. Did a little bicycle kick to try and get it over J.R. Wilson. Looked like he had it under control, but Duffy pressed him a little bit. Wilson lost the ball on the edge of his own box. Put the ball on a plate for Michael Duffy, and he's not going to miss chances like that one just presented to him there. 6 minutes gone in the second half. Derry are back on level terms. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 1.
Yeah, big mistake from Wilson right back. It was originally a good ball by Cameron Dumigan into the chest of Pat Hoban, and controls it and flicks it over his shoulder, but you think Wilson's in a great position to defend it, and he lets the ball bounce. He just allows Michael Duffy to get goal side of him. Once Duffy gets in there 1v1, you know he's always going to at least hit the target.
Here comes the corner now from the right hand side as Doherty hangs one high up on the 6 yard line of header. Goal, that's saved by McGinty once again. Ball still in play, that's pinged around there. More shouts of a handball, but Rovers managed to clear the Brandywell up in arms here as Rovers get the ball away. Here's Hoban now looking for his 10th goal of the season. Finds Ben Doherty in space. Back to McMullen on the edge of the box and just fizzes it over the bar and wide. Oh my God, Derry will be wondering how they haven't scored here yet to put themselves ahead, Tony.
Yeah, Ben Doherty from left back, he was still out in that right wing position from taking the corner. He done a step over, you think he's going to shoot, but he's clever and he plays it back to McMullen at the edge of the box. Shoots first time, and again it's probably no more than a foot over the bar. But this is good by McGinty. He's slowing things down, he's frustrating them. He'll probably get a card now in a wee while, but
it is textbook Ed McGinty. This is a feature of his game and something that he does all the time, as I mentioned already, but really getting on the nerves of the fans of the Brandywell here this evening as Reynolds steps out of the defence. Barlow tries to play in a reverse ball, but nobody had made the run. Chapman desperately chasing as Shane McElhinney goes back to Brian Maher. Cooler's personified with the ball, it's Moran. Moran steps into the box, gets a strike, and it's in the back of the net. What a goal, Niall Moran. Oh, what a strike from the Rovers captain. He's straight over to the Rovers fans to celebrate, and the Rovers are back in front with an excellent finish from the bitter red captain. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 2. What a goal, Niall Moran.
Unbelievable goal. But again, we've talked all game about unforced errors. The ball lands back at Maher, and he plays a ball straight to Moran in the middle of the park. He does really well though. He reads it and he steps in front, steps in past the Derry City players, takes a touch, and from about 16 yards, drills into the corner of the net, giving Maher no chance.
Patrick McElhenney now in front of the defence, goes long over the top, great ball to try and pick out McMullen. Hutchison gets a touch, but McMullen's in behind him and he's taken down, and the referee points to the spot.
He couldn't wait to give it.
It was a poor touch from Reese Hutchison. He can't believe the referee, Rob Hennessy, has given a penalty. Ellis Chapman is booked for protesting. And Hoban won't take it. His penalty record against Ed McGuinty is poor. McGuinty has saved at least two of Patrick Hoban's penalties before, so he throws the ball to Will Patching to take it from the set piece. And McGuinty utilising the dark arts once again as he's doing his best to delay the penalty for as long as possible. Will Patching has the ball down on the spot. 81 minutes, almost 82 on the clock. Can Derry City get the equaliser? Patching takes a couple of steps back. Ed McGuinty stares him down, shuffling on the line. Referee Rob Hennessy making sure everybody's back out of the box, blows the whistle. Will Patching steps up and it's in the bottom corner. Derry City 2, Sligo Rovers 2. Ed McGuinty pounces down on the ball, trying to lay it once again. It looked like he nearly got there, Tony. I thought he saved it, but Will Patching found a way to get it into the bottom right corner. Massive 10 minutes coming up here in the Brandywell. Derry City 2, Sligo Rovers 2.
Patching the old Bruno, you know, the wee skip before it. I thought McGuinty had it. He was right in the corner. He looked really close to it. But a really good penalty by Patching.
Tony Gorman with Donal Ryan. 2-2 was how it finished at the Brandywell on Friday night. Let's get some player and manager reaction in a moment. Team captain Niall Moran and defender Reese Hutchinson, the scorers for Rovers on Friday night. But first, the gaffer, John Russell, spoke with our reporter Donal Ryan after full time.
End-to-end game tonight. I think anyone who came in, the neutrals, well entertained too all game. Felt we played excellent first half, you know, real high energy pressing game, and to a man, you know, great shift, and got a, you know, fortunate goal in terms of Reese. It was a cross come shot, but you'll take it, and I think it was well deserved in terms of our performance. And then the killer was to concede so early in the second half, you know. JR will be obviously disappointed with it, and but the way we responded and came back into the game, look, Derry, they're at home, there's going to be a reaction, and Niall Moran gets a brilliant goal, and we're hoping to try and hold it out, and unfortunately we give away a penalty and we end up with a draw.
I suppose the most disappointing thing there, John, is that both goals seem to be quite preventable, the goals the Rovers conceded this evening.
Yeah, definitely, the two lads know that themselves, and that's the killer. Like when you give away two goals like that away from home, it's difficult to win matches. But I have to say, I'm looking at the performance over 90 minutes, the whole group, you know, young Conor Reynolds making a second start, thought he was outstanding in centre back against Pat Hoban, and great for young Kyle McDonough as well. He's been doing brilliant in training and being around the group, and for him to come off the bench and make an impact. I know he's on there for a few minutes, but did great when he came in, and we had to be pleased with our night's work, that we showed a bit of fight, a bit of aggression, and a good reaction after last week's performance.
Two goals the Rovers did score were excellent this evening, John. Whether Reece Hutchinson meant it or not, but Niall Moran's finish at the other end was fantastic as well.
Ah, yeah, it's two great finishes. You know, Reece will say he meant it, I'd say. But yeah, Niall's brilliant goal. Like, you know, we were under pressure when Derry got that early goal. You want to try and avoid that. They get it. The momentum, you can feel the crowd getting behind them, but we weathered it, grew back into the game, and then real captain's performance from Niall. He covered every blade of grass, and I ended up going back in centre back. But yeah, before that he drives through the middle and fires it into the back of the net, down in front of our away support, and yeah, really, really good moment for him, and just unfortunate that wasn't the winner.
You mentioned Conor Reynolds as well, his second start this evening, another really assured performance in the middle of the defence, but he might have been a little bit fortunate to stay on.
Look, I don't think it was a red. I know there was a couple of people getting a bit excited here on the sideline, but for me, there's no malice. He's gone to win the ball. He's a young kid. You know, it's an honest challenge to go and get the ball. He's missed it. And you get on with the game, take a yellow, and you move on.
And Kyle McDonough coming on for his first senior appearance for Rovers as well. It's another one that's been made this season.
Yeah, no, delighted to get him in, and he's been doing really well in training, and I was speaking to him during the week because I knew there was going to be opportunities for him with the games coming up, and you know, when you're down players, the likes of Will Fitzgerald, Simon Power, and Nando John, and you know, Ollie Denham's missing tonight. So look, we've a load out, which is difficult because they're all big players for us, but great opportunity for these guys in the academy to step in.
Do you think, John, given the nature of the performance, that it's a point gained here? It's a big point to come away from the Brandywell with a point, but is it a point gained or 2 points dropped?
when you're in a position when you're leading 2-1, you know, you're hoping that you can do enough to hold on. But again, you know, Connor had to come out, we had to drop Niall back in, we had to shuffle the pack, and you're playing a team who are going for the league. They're emptying the bench. You see Patrick McElhenney coming in, you know, they keep Duffy and McMullen on the wings and firing balls in. And in fairness to Ed, he pulled off some brilliant saves. You know, there was one world class save, I think, when it went to 2-2. We'd be disappointed because the two goals he gave away were unlike us, but in terms of the performance, and that's what I was looking for tonight, I wanted us to play with aggression in and out of possession, and we did that.
And finally, John, I think Rovers mentality was questioned during the week. We spoke about it earlier on in the week as well, but I don't think anybody can have anything to say about that this evening.
Well, I think they can say that it was a brilliant performance, and that's it. You know, sometimes that's the world we live in. People get excited when you're winning, and they get I don't know what's the term, you need to go the other way, but people lose their minds. And yeah, look, we've a young group. We've a hell of a lot of players out at the moment. We've got young players on the bench coming up through the academy that are performing for this club. All the players, they want to do well for Sligo. I've said it from the start of the season that I felt there was a connection between the supporters and the group, and it's easy to have the connection when you're winning games. We need the fans getting behind us when things aren't going well and when you're going through sticky patches. And, like, you know, we want to win every game, but the reality is we're playing teams with huge resources, huge squads, and when we get stuck, it's hard to get those wins. You see tonight, we dug in, we showed that fight, and we're going to have to do that again for the next couple of games.
Alright, so Niall Moran, Rovers captain, Derry City 2, Sligo Rovers 2, is that 2 points dropped or a point gained, do you think?
It's a frustrating one for us. We're in the dressing room, they're hurting. Obviously, to go 1-0 up, and then, you know, to go 2-1 up and then concede late on, it's frustrating, and I feel like it is two points dropped. But yeah, look, it's a tough league. We knew coming up here that it was going to be a tough game, but yeah, I think the effort and the fight, I don't think there's any question marks over that in our performance. And you know, that's what we were looking for the last it was obviously missing the last day against Bowes, so you know, we really focused on that tonight. And you know, you see when you put in that effort and that fight that you do pick up points.
Yeah, the performance this evening, as we said, was night and day between against Bowes and here this evening.
Yeah, definitely, and we knew that ourselves. You know, as Gaffer said during the week, we had a few hard truths on Monday morning, and you know, sometimes that's needed, a reality check. But yeah, look, we knew coming into tonight we had to put in that, and look, that's all we want, that's all the fans want. And listen, it's consistency now that has been our problem, and you know, we need to, you know, put this one under our belt, move on to next week, and hopefully the same effort put in, you know.
And how difficult is it now when you're in that kind of a slump as players to turn it around and put in a performance like that this evening?
It's not that difficult, to be honest. Look, we know we're capable of it, we've shown it this year, and the mad thing is you're only a few points off the higher end of the table, you know, so that's why it is so frustrating sometimes, you know, when you put in a poor performance and you see the opportunity that you had to move up the table, and it's really a kick in the teeth sometimes. But you know, we know what we have to do, and we can't steer away from that.
It was an excellent strike from yourself as well to put Rovers back ahead this evening.
Yeah, look, it's something that I need to add to my game more, chipping in with goals, you know. Lads are having a bit of a laugh in there, you know. I'm not one for scoring goals, but yeah, look, long may it continue.
And finally, Niall, are you happy with how your own season is going personally so far this year? Is the captain's armband weighing a bit heavy on you, do you think? Or?
I don't think so. I feel like I take a lot more responsibility on, and sometimes when you have a poor performance like last Friday or you take a loss, it probably does affect me that bit more, but it's probably that bit sweeter on the other side as well, you know. Yeah, look, it's just responsibility, and you know, when the going gets tough there tonight, I just have to remind myself to dig in and get the other lads to dig in and switch on as well.
Reece Hutchinson, you were in the thick of it at both ends this evening.
Yeah, I was. It's always nice to get a goal, but to give away the penalty at the end is obviously disheartening, especially when we were 2-1 up. Personally, I don't feel like it's a pen. He's brilliant. I mean, the experience he shows there. I shouldn't get done in behind. But to get a goal is always nice as a left back, so I take that as a positive as well.
Yeah, we've spoken about Paul McMullen. You said previously that he's probably one of the hardest opponents that you face, so probably frustrating in the manner that the game went, Simon.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I don't think I gave him much of a sniff the whole game, and then just a lack of concentration, just one ball in behind. But was the whole of the second half was under pressure. But I think we, as a team, showed great character, especially from last Friday. The comparison was unbelievable. I mean,
sorry.
I mean, we've trained really hard this week, and So we brought it into the game and I thought the intensity was good.
Yeah, it certainly was a good response following the performance on Friday night as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what we asked for. That's what the gaffer asked for and Casey asked for as well. So for us to put out a performance like that, it just shows what we can do. We just need to bring that into every game now going forward.
And is that a good result tonight, do you think?
You got to look at both ways. When you go 1-0 up and then 2-1 up, you like to try and hold them out. But I think coming up here, it's always good results. Try and get a draw, especially with the calibre of the players they're bringing off the bench. We've got a good hungry group here. We're a bit thin at the minute as well, but all the young lads are putting in a great shift for us. And we look forward to the next game against Shells now.
And finally, Reece, your second goal of the season, a lovely chip from a tight angle. I have to ask you, did you mean it?
I'm going to say yeah.
Of course.
I'm going to say yeah, but I get into them positions quite a lot and it's something that I need to work on in my game. I like to get forward, put the balls in the box, and to grab a goal is always a bonus.
Reece Hutchinson, one of the Sligo Rovers scorers on Friday night, speaking to Donal Ryan. Next up for Rovers, a trip to Tulka Park to take on the leaders, Shelburne, next Friday night at 7:45. And then they're away from home again. Three consecutive away fixtures for Sligo Rovers. They go back to the RSC in Waterford in 2 weeks' time to take on the Southeasterners on Friday the 7th of June. In the Academy games this weekend, the men's under-20 side beat Galway United this weekend by 2-1. In the boys' under-17 league, Sligo Rovers 1, St Pat's 5. In the women's under-17 league, Athlone Town 2, Sligo Rovers 1. In the women's SSE Airtricity Premier Division last night, Sligo Rovers women's team still waiting for their first league win. They were beaten 2-0 at home to Tommy Hewitt's former club, Athlone Town, at the showgrounds. And it is a sad weekend for the Sligo Rovers family following confirmation of the death this weekend of Paddy Gilmartin, former club president, who has given many decades of service with Rovers spanning 60 years. His death announced this weekend, and we extend our sympathies to his family and friends.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever. Na 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 na